Good grooming will help your dog look and feel his best. You can do it yourself or at a salon. Either way, it allows you to examine your dog's coat, teeth, eyes and ears, and nails for signs of problems. How often you need to groom your dog depends on his size, breed, and type of coat. But all dogs need to be groomed. Whether you do it yourself or you take your dog to the salon, you'll need to be well informed about what's involved in a good dog grooming. So I used to be a groomer way back when. So here are my top 10 tips for good grooming. Number one, brushing. Several brushing sessions a week will keep the average dog neat and clean. Daily attention is even better. Even if you use a salon, you'll still need to do this yourself from time to time. Nutrients, our sponsor, has a salon signature line, and the Curve Slicker brush is great. Remember to brush all the way down to the skin, letting the massaging action stimulate the blood circulation and loosen and remove flakes of dandruff. Regular brushing will also help keep shedding under control, so you won't have to vacuum so often. Number two, bathing. Your dog should have a regular bath depending on the breed and the coat of your dog. But be careful. It is possible to overbathe your dog. Too frequent washings remove natural oils and cause the coat to become dry and harsh, especially in the winter when we have the heat on. It also can lead to skin problems. Number three, nail trimming. Nails must be kept short for the feet to remain healthy. Long nails interfere with a dog's gait, making walking awkward and painful. They can also break or crack easily. This usually happens at the base of the nail where the blood vessels and nerves are located. And it can be very, very painful, like I said before. And it'll often result in a vet visit. So this is my rule of thumb. If you can hear your dog's nails clicking on the floor, they're too long. Number four, ear cleaning. My rule of thumb is that you should clean your dog's ears once a month and more if he's prone to ear problems. Dogs with floppy ears fall into that category, so keep an eye on them. Clean out the outer part of the ear only, that's after you turn the ear over, and use a damp cloth or cotton swab to soak in mineral oil, and never force anything into the ear. And number five, eye cleaning. Clean slight discharges with a moist cotton ball. Obviously, you don't want anything irritating in your dog's eyes. So just a cotton ball with a little water on it will do the trick. And number six, toothbrushing. Clean your dog's teeth frequently with special toothbrushes and toothpaste designed for dogs. Doggy toothpastes come in a variety of flavors that dogs like. And again, if your dog has to go to the salon regularly, you will still have to take care of your dog's teeth between sessions. And number seven, this is not very glamorous, but it's an important one, anal glands. Anal glands are located on each side of your dog's anus, and they are glands that release scent when your dog has a bowel movement. If you notice your dog scooting along on his rear or licking or scratching his anus, he may have impacted anal glands and they may need attention. Ask your vet about how to treat an anal gland problem. Good groomers also know how to express anal glands. That was always my least favorite thing to do when I was a groomer. So, those are the main tips for grooming in terms of what actually needs to be done. But I'd like to use the rest of this top 10 to give you tips for what to look for in a groomer. So, number 8, look for a no-cage facility. Check out grooming salons to see if they have an area the dogs can be relaxed in and off-leashed secured area after and before being groomed. It makes the whole experience so much more pleasant for your dog, and it makes it so much more likely that it'll tolerate any grooming you need to do at home between sessions. Number 9, ask about tranquilizers. Actually, Dr. Faith Banks will be along to discuss this later on the show, but my point is, it is not a good idea to use tranquilizers on dogs that have lots of mats and tangles. If your dog is badly matted, you may want to consider getting the dog shaved. Don't worry, it may be a bit embarrassing to you in the beginning to walk the dog, but you'll both get used to it and your dog will be more comfortable. Just be more careful about having your dog shaved in the winter and consider getting him a coat. I am guilty of having to shave Stogie. And the number 10 grooming tip is, have a look. Don't be shy. If you're unsure about what places to take your beloved dog, drop by a few and watch how the dogs are treated. It's okay to be a demanding customer. Also, take note of whether the staff are professional and the place is clean. Some grooming places specialize in Wheaton, some specialize in Bichons, and some specialize in Portuguese water dogs. So you don't want your Bichon to have a Portuguese water dog cut, so keep that in mind when you're checking out a grooming salon and how they deal with all the things that I've discussed in this top 10 list. A good groomer will take care of all of it professionally and without causing undue stress to your dog.